Well, happy birthday to my next guests and, well, guests who came before them and you, the community. On behalf of Heart of West Michigan United Way, it's number 100, 100 years of United in Service. Let's talk with those who are involved and those who look to share the news. Glad that you are here. Deb Bailey, Director of Global Corporate Relations at Steelcase. Good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning, Shelley.
Michelle Van Dyke, CEO and President, United Way. You kind of came on in a big time. Good morning to you.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's been exactly a year for me.
Yes, congratulations to you. And exactly 100 years as we speak. Longstanding history in the community, and today you are celebrating this milestone. So let me turn to you, Michelle. How did the Organize get started 100 years ago?
If you think back to the turn of the 20th century, there were appeals for winter aid. There was rampant spread of contagious diseases, community-wide food shortages, and the members of this community really felt moved to organize philanthropic efforts to increase effectiveness, to decrease duplications in services, and really make it easier for people to donate to local causes.
And like I say, 100 years ago, what, you began with the Federated Charities?
That was our first name, predecessor of Heart of West Michigan United Way on January 19th, 1917. They were actually located on the third floor of the Association of Commerce building at 5 Lyon Northwest. Long time there, they continued to operate there until 1999. Since 1917, there have been 11 name changes of the organization, today, of course, known as Heart of West Michigan United Way.
It's good that, change is good, but it's nice that we're full steam ahead, Heart of West Michigan United Way. What is the role of United in United Way in the community?
We partner with donors from across our community to invest in solutions to community-wide issues that are crucial to helping families in West Michigan to get out of poverty, including education, mental health, housing, food security, violence prevention, and workforce development. And our job is to make sure that donations that we receive at United Way are spread throughout the county to help those who have the greatest needs. We vet these agencies. We encourage collaboration. We support innovative solutions to our community's biggest struggles. And for 100 years, we've been working to bring these resources, people, and organizations together to create lasting and sustainable changes that transform lives and build a stronger community for us all.
One more question to you, Michelle, and then I'm going to bring Deb into the conversation. We know that United Way is tied to local and national issues and disaster responses. What are some of the ways that United Way has stepped up to address pressing needs at the time?
You know, many years ago, United Way was founded in some ways in response to World War I, actually. Resources were becoming scarce. Members of the community came together to bring resources together to help people in need at that time. Same thing happened during World War II, and we became the Kent County War Chest. We started funding 10 recognized war relief agencies. And after 9/11, we postponed our local fundraising efforts to raise funds for relief efforts in New York and Washington. But more recently, November 2009, our 211 hotline responded to over 9,000 calls for that N1N1 flu vaccine. If you can remember back that far, we took 7,000 calls during the first 10 days of November that year. We were there in the floods of 2013, when the Kentwood tornado hit in 2014. During the Flint water crisis, we helped link residents of Flint to water resources and as well as information.
Lots on the list, and again, lots to celebrate. I want to talk about some of the interesting kickoffs, having you highlight some of them. But Deb Bailey, Director of Global Corporate Relations at Steelcase, what have you been? What is your resume when it comes to United Way, Deb?
Well, Shelley, I grew up in Grand Rapids, and I think we all know that this is a community around community service and around volunteerism. So I've been volunteering since the fifth grade here in this community. And, you know, early in career, you have more time than you necessarily have fiscal resources. So I did a lot of volunteer work in the community, and early in my work career, 30 years ago, learned about United Way and started contributing what what I thought was a meaningful amount at that time in my life. And as you move forward in your career, you have more resources. So began contributing to United Way. And part of it was because I didn't know all the work that was being done in the community, but I knew that United Way was deep in all of the important work, and they were in a unique position to really know what all the agencies were doing. So while some agencies are more visible and have perhaps bigger marketing budgets, there's many, many agencies that are small but doing really important work. So for me, United Way was the way to make sure that my investments were really that they weren't charity, they were investments in the work in the community. And as I got more involved in United Way, the next thing you know, I was on the board, and then the next thing you know, I was the board chair. And that all came from the more I learned, the more I wanted to be involved.
And obviously, as a corporate partner, why is Steelcase a partner with United Way?
Well, United Way is the only organization that we actively engage our employees in a campaign for. So it's the only organization that we put together an internal team. And part of it is we know that to have a thriving company, you have to have a thriving community. And so past leadership, I think every one of our CEOs has been the chair of the United Way board or chair of a campaign, and that we just really believe strongly in the company giving back to the community, but also helping our employees understand what are the community issues, where can their financial resources help, where can their volunteer work help, because we also know if our employees get engaged in volunteer work, they see firsthand where the needs are and how they can help. So we take field trips, we have a little bus, the trolley, that'll take employees that are interested on visits of several agencies. We have a team of champions, we call them, inside Steelcase that organizes our campaign every year through fundraisers and a lot through education, because this is a chance to really educate our employees at the same time.
Celebrating 100 years young, Heart of West Michigan United Way. Today is the anniversary. Michelle Van Dyke, CEO, President of United Way, along with Deb Bailey, Director of Global Corporate Relations at Steelcase. And back into memory lane we go. Back to you, Michelle. Talk to us a little bit about those highlights. Perhaps the better question, over the years, you've had some interesting kickoffs. Highlight some of them.
Yes. Can you imagine in the early years, there were parades with fireworks, there were bands, parade floats. From the 30s to the 90s, there was a thermometer that we placed all around downtown. First one was at the Pantland Hotel, which is now the Amway Grand, but it's been at Calder Plaza and Monroe Mall. In 1947, we actually had a helicopter land on Monroe Mall to start the campaign. In the 1960s, a rocket man with a jetpack flew in front of a crowd at the airport. And for many years, there was a United Fund torch that signified the starting of the campaign, and it stayed lit until the campaign ended. Fun fact, in 1964, the first torch was lit by Gerald R. Ford. And in the 70s, of course, we had the energy crisis. And a note, the torch was only lit for an hour a day during the energy crisis.
Those were times either to remember or not to remember. But it's good to have that history. Deb, back to you. A funny story that Steelcase and Amway had, a little friendly competition.
Well, Shelley, I think it's great that so many of our area CEOs get so actively engaged in the United Way campaigns. And Jim Hackett, who was our CEO at the time, and Steve Van Andel, who was the chairman of Amway at the time, had a friendly wager, because we both know our trucks are pretty iconic in this community. So they placed a bet that whoever raised the most money, whatever company, the other company could put their truck in front of their doors for a day. Well, Steelcase won, and we're happy to say that we're still the largest employee contributor in the community. So it was kind of fun for us to have that beautiful Steelcase truck out there in Ada for a day.
Friendly competition, but obviously everything focused on the Heart of West Michigan United Way. So here we are, drum roll again, a big day today, a big year to celebrate. Michelle, what is happening to celebrate today?
Today is an important day for us, our 100th anniversary. We're working under the hashtag for the 100th anniversary, hashtag United in Service. Our staff is out today demonstrating ways to live united. Throughout the whole day today, we're donating to local pantries. We're making cards for homebound seniors. We're providing bus passes to workforce development programs and out with our local police force and others, just demonstrating service in the community. And Shelley, we encourage everyone in the community, all of your listeners, to use this day to find ways to live united in service to one another. There is no deed that is too small. Everyone can do their part today. And we're kicking off a year-long celebration today. It's going to be a lot of fun for us today, but throughout the whole year. Really special events this year, our Celebrated United event on May 1st, our Food from the Heart food packing event on June 21st, and of course our Day of Caring, where we bring thousands of volunteers into the community on September 15th.
Great. In closing, ladies, I'll start with you, Michelle. What would you consider to be United Way's proudest accomplishment? One or two, please.
Yeah, you know, I would say since 1917, we have invested $500 million in hundreds of agencies and initiatives focused on helping to reduce poverty in this community. Our 211 call center has connected over 900,000 people to necessary resources in this community to help them, especially in times of crisis.
And I know that, Deb, again, the Bond with Steel case probably has never gone away, as you mentioned.
No, it's been great. And I think when I look at United Way, one of the proudest aspects I think of service that they provide the community is the Volunteer Center, where they connect hundreds, if not thousands, of volunteers to work that needs to be done in this community. And this allows nonprofits to save financial resources to provide services. So if you're looking for something to do and have some extra time, which we all can find in our schedules, contact the Volunteer Center and see where your skills, your interests, and your passions can go to work for the community.
Deb, both of you, I guess we'll look at final words. Continue urging leadership, community leadership, when asked to lead, step up to the plate. And Michelle, your comments on that?
Absolutely. Our partnership with business leaders has never been stronger. In West Michigan, these business leaders are really the fuel for us in terms of motivating employees, really leading campaigns in their organizations. They spend so much time working on our boards, on our committees. And you heard Deb talk about everything that she's done. There are many, many others in this community who also step up to the plate. I want to say thank you, though, to Steelcase, who is a wonderful corporate partner for us and also a premier sponsor of our 100th anniversary year. And many, many thanks to Deb Bailey and the entire Steelcase organization. And grateful, Shelley, to partners like you in the media who cover United Way's efforts for so many years. So thank you.
Quite welcome. All right. Off and running, you both go. How do we find out more information about the year's plan?
Check us out on our website, www.hwmuw.org.
Michelle Van Dyke, Deb Bailey, on behalf of this 100th anniversary, Heart of West Michigan United Way. Go get them. Congratulations.